Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode. Today, we're going to talk about Carly. Carly has changed quite a bit in the last couple weeks. We've made some strides, some real good headways, and also picked up some more problems as well. So we're going to cover kind of what we've been through with Carly in the last couple weeks. And we've talked about this first subject just a little bit on our Pumpkin Patch episode. But Carly now loves the little slides. She loves little slides. Now, I will say we haven't taken her across the street to the park or to the other park that we have in town to go through those slides, but the slide at the pumpkin patch and the slide here at home, a couple little ones, she has mastered.
Oh, yeah. So my parents had given her one of the little tykes, like indoor plastic slides, for Christmas last year. And at that point, she was like 10, 11 months old. And she'd go down it when we're holding her and used it every once in a while. I mean, didn't seem to be like super interested in it. Like, yeah, I'll do it for two times and then I'm done. I'm ready to do something else. This week, we kind of had a little cold week, some rain going on, and we couldn't be outside in the evening like we usually like to do. So I was like, we got to do something this evening to kind of break up the time and to keep Carly entertained and get her something new to kind of wear her out a little bit. So I see our little tyke slide. I'm like, let's try that again. So I bring it out and she's like, yeah. And I told her, you know, I'm like, you can go up the couple steps. You can climb them. So she climbs them and then she kind of gets stuck at the top. Like, how do I get my bottom up here? So I had to show her and kind of help her with her legs to get her seated at the top of the slide. And then as soon as she was up there, it was immediately a ready, set, go. And then down she would go. And with the biggest smile on her face, it was so fun. And she'd get up, she'd run around to the steps again, and she'd go up and she'd need a little bit of help. I mean, I'd say maybe I helped her get her bottom on the top maybe 4-5 times max. And after that, she had it mastered. She could do it all by herself.
Yeah, and she loves it. It definitely burns energy. It's kind of been dreary the last couple days here. We've had quite a bit of rain and fog and just misty, dreary weather. So haven't really got to do a whole lot outside. And that has been one tool that we've used to get her kind of settled down or at least burn some energy off before a nap and before bedtime. It works great.
I mean, and she will go down that thing like 20 plus times. Like she's gotten a love for it now.
So to move on, Carly's hit a couple more milestones and she's had some wins in the language category. She's kind of exploded a little bit on her language. She can now say mommy, which Jordan hates. She's also said daddy before. It's not consistent, but she throws it out there once in a while. And Jordan, of course, is, no, I'm mama. You call me mama.
I know. I'm just not ready for the mommy stage. Like, I call myself mommy when I'm talking to her. Like, mommy is getting it or something like that. And I'll do mommy and mama interchangeably. But, like, you don't get to call me mommy yet. That's, like, what a little kid calls their mom. I'm still mama for now.
She is a little kid.
I know. I don't like to talk about it. It's fine. I'm mama and it's okay.
One other thing she really enunciates now, one other word is she says, yes. It's not just ya. It always used to be ya, ya. Here in the last 2 weeks, every single time now it's yes, yes.
Carly, did you have fun at daycare today? Yes. Carly, do you love mama? Yes. Carly, do you want to go outside and play? Yes. Everything is very happy, crisp. Yes. It's cute. Another one I found out that she's learned from her dad is when you're talking to her, then her response is, huh? And at first I was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like cocking her head and like, huh? To us. And I didn't understand how she knew it until I found out it came from you.
Yeah, I kind of wondered that when she was saying that once in a while, because I'd tell her something. She goes, huh? And I'm like, did you say, huh? Like, what are you, deaf? And anyway, I do that to her all the time because she'll be blabbing and you have no idea what she's saying. And so all the time I just respond to her, you know, like she'd be talking to me, blabbing, whatever. I'm like, huh? Huh? And now she's starting to go, huh?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She's a turkey.
One of the big milestones, and I'm guessing she's getting a lot of this from either Miss Rachel and probably daycare, a mixture of those two, probably not a whole lot from us, but Carly is starting to master the ABC song.
Yeah. And I mean, we sing it to her, but I mean, I feel like it's ramped up. Yeah. They definitely have to do it at daycare as well. I mean, it's clear. She'll sing the probably 23 out of 26 letter names. She's got them down. She even has the little ending of it too. So the little secret battle that I have going on with Corey is we know the ABC song to Twinkle Twinkle, like that tune. And, you know, we grew up learning that. Well, now that I'm a teacher and when I'm in the lower elementary, kindergarten, first grade, they're teaching it to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb. And the reason they do that is to prevent the elemento. And that way it's separated out to help with the letter names and sounds for those kids. So I sing it that way all day long, every day at school. And then I start to sing it to Carly and you're like, no, don't do that. I said, no, she's going to learn both ways. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Who out there knew they changed the freaking ABC song? Who changes the ABC song?
I have no idea where it came from. My first year doing special education in kindergarten, I'm like, what are you singing? Why are you doing this? I don't like it. And then I was like, you know what? I do like it. It makes them slow down a little bit because if you sing at the other one, they want to like zip through it. And this one makes them slow down a little bit and they don't get the elemento.
But is that really that big of a stickler?
I don't know.
It's three letters almost.
L-M-N-O.
Four letters.
Four, Corey.
Four letters.
No, I don't really know, but that's just what we do and it works. So I'm going to keep doing it both ways because she does know the other way too. If I start singing it that way, she does sing some of the letters.
I won't be teaching it that way.
It's fine. I'll do it. Another song that she really likes now to sing is Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. And I love to see when she starts, because she'll just start randomly singing it. I like to start singing it then with her. And she looks at me like, huh, you, like, you know what I'm singing? You know this song too? I just like to see her face like that light up. Like, oh, you know this song too?
Yeah, and she is starting to learn her shoulders, knees, and toes. She knows knees and toes. She does struggle with shoulders every now and then. I just don't think she quite knows how to show you that that's her shoulders. But she knows head, knees, and toes, lickety-split.
Eyes and ears, mouth and nose. She's got them.
The other song that she does like singing, she's been watching Frozen off and on. And she's obviously been watching it at daycare as well because she'll just be playing by herself and let it go, let it go. And it's like, yep, that is Frozen. We knew that was coming. I didn't think it'd come this fast. My word, but.
No, there's a couple older girls at daycare that are like 3, 4, or 5. So I think she's learning some of that stuff from them too.
I mean, we turned the movie on the one day. We were inside a week or two ago and she watched off and on. Carly's not just a sit and watch a movie for an hour and a half yet. She will watch it for 15-ish minutes maybe, and then she's off doing something for a little bit, and then she'll come back and she'll watch for another 10 minutes and then she'll go do something else. And
which I'm glad. I don't want her to just be every time the TV's on, I'm sucked into it. So yeah, we watch movies in little segments throughout the week.
One of her biggest milestones yet, I think, it's not really language or a skill, but Carly drinks milk.
I feel so accomplished, let me tell you. So to back it up a little bit, when Carly turned one and we started backing off on the breast milk and started introducing whole milk, she was not having it. And I tried everything for months. Cool, warm, like slightly warm, really warm, in a bottle, in her little straw cup. However, she wouldn't take it. Now at daycare, she would have a mix of breast milk and whole milk together in her bottle. And that was fine because that's what she was normally doing. Well, she didn't drink bottles for us here at home. She was getting to the point where I didn't want to start introducing a bottle again when I knew that we were going to try to wean her off the actual bottle. So she just has been fighting the whole milk forever, it feels like. And I've tried strawberry milk. I've tried chocolate milk. I've tried it in a straw cup. I've tried it in an open cup, everything. At one point I bought a different, I don't know how many cups I bought to try it.
A handful.
Several. Yeah. But I bought one that was like a stainless steel cup that you couldn't see through, thinking, I'm like, ah, I'll trick her. She can't see what it is. And then she eventually stopped wanting that cup in general, whether it was water or milk or anything, because she thought it was just milk. So we've had quite a battle with that. And not, I don't want to say I gave up trying. I didn't. But I just stopped offering it like every day because half the time I forget about it. And the other half is like, I'm wasting all this milk because she's not even drinking it. I don't even remember when she just really started. I mean, she would drink a couple sips of chocolate milk every once in a while, but then she'd ask for water. Or she would just flat out shake her head no or push it away. I want to say it's when we went to my niece's volleyball game and we got her a Happy Meal. And it had chocolate milk and it was like, you know, one of the little pre-packaged containers of chocolate milk with the straw in it. And she loved it. And she drank not all of it, but she drank a decent, I mean, the most she's probably ever drank. And we kind of noticed that a couple other times when we were going to a restaurant or, I mean, within the last month, I feel like when I'd get a kid's meal or we'd go out to eat, we noticed that she would drink milk better when it kind of came in a prepackaged thing or like even in a styrofoam cup with the lid and a straw. I don't quite know what it is yet, but she's definitely more willing to drink it now.
I think she's just finally gotten over the taste of it. I think she likes it now. I think you're right. When we went to the volleyball game, that was where she probably maybe drank a quarter of that. It probably wasn't quite a half, but she had probably two or three swallow sessions of it. And we're like, man, like, good.
Like, for her, that's really good.
Because it's usually a mouthful, and then she'd either let it dribble down her bib, or she would just swallow it and be like, no, I'm all done. The other one that we had was at the pumpkin patch. She drank quite a bit of that. She probably drank at least half of that one. And so at that point, we're like, man, like we're on a little bit of a stretch. And now anytime, yeah, we go out. The other night we went out for my parents to celebrate Jordan's birthday. She drank, that was a pretty big cup. Mm-hmm. That was like a coffee cup. And I bet she had it about half gone too.
It was even to the point when we were at Sam's today, I'm looking, I'm like, did they sell like bulk packages of prepackaged milk? Like at that point, I was willing to try anything. And she's a big cheese girl. So she likes yogurt. She likes cheese. So she was getting dairy in other areas. But part of me is like, the mom's like, I know you need to be drinking this milk. And when the pediatrician puts out how many ounces they're supposed to have, I'm like, she ain't getting 1 ounce of that. So it was like a big stepping point for us. So I did tons of Google searching all things. So I'm really glad that she's starting to come around a little bit. And it doesn't always have to be chocolate too.
Yeah, I wonder if somewhere we can find a prepackaged deal that we can refill easily. And maybe we find that.
Maybe, you know, those little container, those little juice things at the store that have like the character head on the top.
Something like that.
I mean, I know you're not supposed to reuse those, but I see people do it a lot. I mean, obviously you don't want it to have mold and stuff like that in it, but maybe she could do something like that.
Yeah, we'll have to do some work. Hopefully we can just put it in one of her normal cups. We have not tried that yet. We have
not
just
in a
tried
while.
Putting white milk in just one of her cups and just letting her drink it.
Like we did at the beginning, and that's when we realized she didn't like anything other than water in that cup. So that's when I started buying all these other cups. So yeah, we need to just try it into a different cup. And maybe she'll get past that.
When she started drinking, it was the whole house just burst in chaos. It was a... Yeah, that's what it was like, honestly.
But like inside, you're trying not to like freak out for her to think that, what are you doing? Like, I'm trying not to watch her, but I'm so excited. And so when she get done, I'm like, oh my gosh, good job. You drink so much. But it's the little things. One thing I've noticed in the last couple of weeks is Carly's pretend play, imaginative play has increased. You know, it started, I feel like, with when she'd have a cup and a spoon and she'd stir and she'd pretend to eat off the spoon and that'd be about it. But now she's, you know, she's playing with her baby. She's wanting her baby wrapped up in a blanket. She's giving the little pretend bottle of milk or juice to the baby. She's burping the baby. She's laying it down in the little baby bed. It's kind of cool to see her imagination a little bit starting to do some of that imaginative play.
Yeah, and she's slowly gotten into that. She would take care of her baby. She would feed her baby. She would still want it wrapped up once in a while. But now after she feeds the baby, you're like, hey, are you going to burp the baby? She knows what that is now.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'll pat its back and she's got this ginormous teddy bear now from a friend and she'll feed it and cuddle up with it, sit in between its legs. And she's getting a little more lovey with stuffed animals than what she has been in the past. She's still not 100% there of where I think she'll be in probably a few more months, but we're starting to see that kick off to where she's growing some attachment to those stuffed animals.
Yeah. She's offering her pacifier to her stuffed animals and like, you don't mess with her pacifier. So for her to try to offer it to a stuffed animal, that was big for her. Some other things that we've noticed is, you know, the phone calls, the pretend phone calls. At first it would just be, hello, bye. And now like I'm trying to engage with her when she does that. Hello, is this Carly? How are you today? And just asking some of those questions. And then all of a sudden I hear from her, bye. Okay. But just trying to like demonstrate what that phone call play looks like. Just from the teacher side of it, I've had a student that struggled with that. So some kids really need to be explicitly taught how to pretend play. And so just modeling that for her is huge. She's definitely picking up on what we're doing with our phone calls and like with our actions. So, I mean, that's a good thing and a not good thing. So.
Yeah. Her famous one is, hello, I'm coming now. Bye-bye. Three phrases and away you go.
Yeah. She got a teapot recently as a gift. And so she'll pour tea and she'll offer tea to you and I. And
yeah. And I taught her how to sip the cup, you know, I'd make a sipping noise. And so now she does that as she drinks the tea out. I end up sticking my pinky out like a fancy
girl, dad.
Fancy dad would. And she hasn't really caught on to that as much, but she definitely makes the slurp sound. And I'll say, hey, can you refill my cup with tea? She'll drag it over there. Now, heaven forbid, if there was actually tea in it, she would probably get more on the carpet than she would in the cup. But hey, you know what? She's attempting and she knows what I'm doing. So that's exciting. The next thing that's always been evolving with Carly is her love of music. She is a music girl through and through, always has been a music girl. She just, any sort of beat, she does have rhythm. She gets that from her dad, not her mom.
I'm not going to argue with you one bit.
But she has really good rhythm. And the thing is you can't dance too much in front of Carly because she likes watching you. She will stop and she'll watch you. But if you, you know, if Jordan and I were sitting here on the couch and we were playing a song, she'd just start dancing to it. She'd bob her head. She'd get up. She'd kind of squat up and down, shake her booty side to side. She likes dancing. And used to be her favorite song was Who Let the Dogs Out? And she would sit up here and beg, hoo-hoo, that's what she called it. And it's like, Carly, we played this 5 times. We're not going to play that anymore. And she just couldn't figure out why we couldn't listen to hoo-hoo. Well, that has changed a little bit. Now, all of a sudden, she likes the chicken banana song.
Chicken nana. That's how she'll ask for it.
Well, and we discovered this a couple weeks ago. She was sitting here on the couch beside me. I don't remember what we were doing.
It was like a weekend morning, just chilling, waking up.
I don't even think we had songs playing.
No.
So there wasn't even anything playing. I think we were maybe changing the TV from Miss Rachel from her morning routine to something else. But she's just sitting there and she's going, chicken nana. And Jordan picked up on it and was like, oh my gosh, she's wanting that song. Now, I had never heard this song. I am not in the little kid realm of like Jordan is with the school. So I had no idea. So we played it and she loved it. And that is all she requests. We have to play that multiple times in the car, to daycare, from daycare, just in the house, just multiple times a day. On our way on our little trip this morning, we had to listen to it probably 2 or 3 times is what I let her listen to. And then I'm done for a while. Like, listen to something else. There's other good songs out there. But she loves that song.
Yeah. Even the last probably 2 or 3 days, buckling into her into the car seat to go to daycare, she's requesting Chicken Nana before I'm even in my seat. Like, she's not even buckled in the seat. I'm like, let me get the car going. Let's get out of the garage. Let's get on the highway. Let's get moving. And then I will give you Chicken Nana to listen to.
And talking about music and dancing, she is probably not quite as into Dancing with the Stars as Jordan is. Jordan's really into it this year. Carly loves watching them dance. She really does. She just gets a kick out of it. She didn't really care about the whole background story and all that stuff and the commercials. She loses out, you know, she goes and plays other things, but when she, you know, we'll pause it and we'll say, Carly, they're going to get ready to dance. And she's over there watching and they're doing their dance. She loves it.
She'll even start clapping sometimes. Yay! And she'll clap when they're done. But I'm not going to lie. I was not a Dancing with the Stars watcher before. I am a fan of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Don't judge me. So when two of those ladies were on the show, I'm like, of course I have to watch it. And then Carly started watching it too. So she doesn't watch all of it, but she watches a few dances. And then when she goes to bed, I watch the rest of it. But yeah, she's into music and it's fun to like, she'll dance to any random music. Like, it doesn't even have to be an actual song. Like, she'll hear a little jingle wherever and she's bobbing her head. She's moving around. So I'm interested to see what song will be next on her top playlist.
We need to actually probably make a Carly playlist. We haven't made a Carly playlist at all.
Mm-hmm. So another thing that she's been interested in here and there, but a little bit more so lately, I think because we've done it more over fall break to kind of break up the day, is she's into Play-Doh. And I love Play-Doh. Like, I like Play-Doh. I like putty. I like kinetic sand. I like all those things. And she's been requesting the Play-Doh. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of cringe a little bit when she wants to do it. So I'm like, all right, we'll do it. It's fine. So we either have like a plate or a mat or a like one of the little plastic tablecloth things to lay down on the floor so she can play with it. She just likes to lick it now or put it in her mouth and then laugh after I tell her no. So some days she plays really well and I roll it out and we cut cookies and we cut the roll and all sorts of things. And then other times she just likes to lick it. But one thing I've been kind of a stickler on, and I know you have too when you played with her, is she wants to get all the colors out. And I'm like, okay, well, we have to pick up green before we can get red out, because if you are this, power to you, but I am not a color mixer of Play-Doh. Like, that is one of my pet peeves.
We are a non-mixing household.
Yeah. So if she decides she wants to mix when she's older, I'm not going to hear any cries when it's not the color it was before, because that is a, we don't do that in my book.
If I remember right, when I was a little kid, I had a couple that I think I did mix on, but I didn't play with that much Play-Doh. I was a farm kid. I had farm toys. I was farming. I wasn't playing with Play-Doh or Floam or any sort of stuff like that.
I love Floam. Yeah, we'll see where the Play-Doh gets us down the road. Corey, do you want to talk about the new thing that you've taught her?
Which thing are you referring to, Jordan?
Passing gas and laughing.
She's always passed gas.
True.
Okay, fine. I will tell my story.
Mm-hmm.
So here recently, probably within the last month, Carly, she just lean up against you and she just let a big one rip. Just a... And I'm like, excuse you? I said, I heard that. And she looks at me and I kind of laugh. She smiles. And anyway, I've kind of always done that. And now she's picked up on it, little smart Dickens, and she will go and toot, and then she will laugh at her own little toot that she lets go. And Jordan, you tell them the story the other day, because I wasn't home.
Yeah, so she tooted and laughed, and I looked at her, I'm like, really? Like, you're your father's daughter, for sure. So after that little toot and giggle, she squats down and tries to toot again, but nothing would come out. And I'm like, quit doing that. We got to teach her how to be ladylike sometime, but I guess right now toots are funny for her. So
hey, you can be a lady. I'm all for that. There's manners, but at the same time, farts are funny. I don't care who you are. Farts are funny. Now, they sometimes have some smell to them, and that isn't very funny, but the sound of farts is hilarious. So where did she find these Solo cups at, by the way?
I forgot. I never even told you where these random Solo cups came from in our house. We had parent-teacher conferences this past Monday. And our principal and our administration is great about providing snacks, drinks, lunch. And I think someone's parent must work at the local movie theater and donated a bag of movie theater popcorn, like a huge bag of it. So, you know, of course, that day I had to get a cup full or two and then one on the way home. And then we still had some left over the next day. So I had these cups that were just from popcorn and I'd eat it on the way home. And I think I was bringing them in from the car to like throw them in the trash and she must have got a hold of them or something. So that's how we have two random, one pink, one green Solo cups in our house.
And Carly plays with them a decent amount. The first night, she played with them all the time. She would sit there and she'd grip it and then she'd cause a dent on the one side and it would never come back out. And so then she hands it to you and is like, it's broken. And so then you just squeeze the sides of the dent and it pops out. She'd take it and go again. She just alternated cups all night with me on that. And she just, oh, it just turned into a game. She would just, oh, here's a dent. Here you go. It's like, Carly, there is a way to get this out, but that's all right. Dad'll do it. And it kind of became a game that night. And she still does it off and on. Not as much because she kind of lost interest in those cups so far. But those first couple nights, it was pretty consistent, the Solo cup game was.
And it's just kind of interesting to see how something completely random, anything completely random can be a toy. Or can be made into a game or anything like that. So don't get me wrong. We have our fair share of toys. Sometimes it's just good for them to have a couple random things and just play with it and keep yourself from being bored, I guess, for a little bit.
Sometimes, as long as it lets them play by themselves once in a while, I don't care what they got to a certain point. If they got a pan or a pot or a spatula, a Solo cup, go ahead and play with it, because there's just sometimes it's like If you're willing to play by yourself with that, go for it.
Besides milk, there's one more food update for Carly, and that is prunes. So she's had pureed prunes before, but, you know, she kind of struggles in and out with a little bit of constipation, mild constipation. So I like prunes, and I had some, so I just bit some of them off into little pieces, and she loves them. So I have to limit her to like two or three max. So I think what we're going to do is start giving her a couple a day. It's not going to hurt her, and I think that might help her too. So yeah, she likes prunes, and I mean, it's a healthy-ish snack.
So a couple of, I guess maybe you'd call them parenting problems. That's probably not quite the term I would use, but it's close enough. Just some things that we ran into in the last couple weeks. The first one that I would talk about is just the thermostat. It has gotten cold around here. It's been cold for a couple weeks, and fall is hitting. So we learned this last year pretty quickly. Carly's room gets cold. She's got two outside walls, and she ends up getting cold. And so we were watching for it this year. We didn't really want to turn a thermostat up for the first two or three days that was cold because it was supposed to warm back up, and we just did not want to kick the furnace on. So we ended up putting her in her heavier jammies with her sleep sack, and for the most part, she was good. Now we obviously are turning the heat on, and she's back to normal jammy clothes and her sleep sack. How we noticed that first was she would normally wake up around 4 a.m., and it was consistent, probably 2-3 days in a row. And she would just hurdle up in the fetal position. She'd wake up, she kind of cry, and sometimes you go in there and she just kind of snuggle you, it seemed like. And it's like, yeah, I think you are cold. So
Carly is a good sleeper. So for her to wake up 2 or 3 nights in a row around the same time, we're like, what's going on? Like, I don't think you're teething. I think I ended up Googling it too, and it made complete sense. And it kind of fit the situation Carly was in. She had peed through her sleep sack one night, I think. And we've seen her sleep in kind of with her butt up in the air. And that was kind of new. The time of the day or the morning was the coldest time. So all these things were adding up. We're like, oh my gosh, I feel terrible. She was cold. So I bought a heavier sleep sack. And then I think you turned the temperature up. I believe we didn't have the sensor yet.
No, because her baby monitor, the Nana that goes above the crib, said it was like 73, 72 in there. And we're like, yeah, that's about what it would be in our room. Well, Carly sleeps low. That crib's a lot lower. And so we ended up buying another sensor to go in there so we could monitor that. And it could get to be about 5 degrees difference from where Carly was sleeping, kind of really close, about maybe a foot off the floor, to where the Nanette's probably 5 feet in the air. And so it wasn't necessarily reading the temperature 100% the way that we wanted to. So we put that in there, and we've got a Nest thermostat. So we program it at night. Whatever temperature we set it to, it goes off of her room. So that way she's always warm. We have a duvet yet. We've got covers. We figured we can adjust if we get too hot or too cold, but we want her room to be pretty consistent just so we don't battle that. Luckily this year, we didn't really have that. We've been prepared, but last year that did catch us off guard for 3 or 4 days. This year we kind of expected it. It's one of those routine deals, and we've gone through it. And
we went from the sleep sack, that her first sleep sack that she started in, it was towards end of spring, start of summer, and it just worked, and that's what we were in. Well, it turns out it was a 0.5 TOG, like thermal rating, and so I did some research on that and decided to buy a 1.0. We use the Kite Baby ones now, and we really like those. That's been a consistent. She uses that year round, and we just adjust our temperature to match whatever. And I would rather her be too cold than too hot, but I don't want her to be uncomfortable in the middle of the night either. Especially like you said, we can regulate our bodies a little bit easier with we can kick the covers off. We can put the covers on. Well, she doesn't have that option. So we just adjust it to be what's best for her.
Yeah. So one of our pro tips, if you do have a smart thermostat that you can put other sensors in there and have it adjust off of it, go for it. If not, maybe just buy a little cheap thermometer and you just throw it in there about crib height. That's where we have her sensor at, is about crib height. That's actually on a diaper box of all things. Mm-hmm. We just put it on there and it's worked. So if you don't have a smart thermostat, just get a thermometer in there and maybe just get up early real quick. Maybe you had to go to the bathroom or something. Just see what it is fast. And that gives you a good idea, because remember, heat rises, cool air goes to the bottom. So it's colder down where they sleep probably than where you sleep, unless you're sleeping on the floor. So another deal that we ran into was actually today. We went shopping a little bit. We had some stuff we needed to get for us, and we also needed to get Carly some shoes.
Yeah, so in the last 2 weeks, the shoes that we have been wearing with her, just the little Nike sneakers that she has, she starts to fuss a little bit when she has them on. As soon as we put them on and we strap them, she's kind of fussing a little bit, and then she says off. So I was trying to check to see if, you know, was her sock messed up? Did she grow and all of a sudden now they're uncomfortable? So we then try a different pair of shoes that she has, some play shoes, and she's fine with those. I'm like, okay, we've tried this several times, like probably 5 different times, and she's fussed each time. So I wouldn't think that they were too small. They don't look like it based on the size of her foot, but they might have been just uncomfortable enough. So one set of her grandparents had bought her some shoes on sale, and they're the next size up. But I think that brand of shoe runs a little bit bigger. So we tried those on her, and she's just not quite ready for them yet. There's too much wiggle room. So when we were going to shopping today, we made it on our list to shop for some shoes for her. Of course, they didn't have the size in the style that we wanted, so I did end up ordering them online today.
And a little while ago, Carly was growing out of her socks a little bit.
Yes, the socks that she had. You know, we didn't need socks until not too long ago, from May. So I tried those socks on, and like, these are just a little too snug. I mean, they fit, but they got to be kind of tight on her. So I just got the same style of socks in the bigger size. They have grippies on them, because this time last year when we were using socks, you know, she wasn't walking yet, but we knew that she was going to be getting to that point. And we have carpet in our main living area besides the kitchen. But at daycare, they have the laminate plank. And I didn't want her socks to not have any of those grippies when she's learning how to walk and slipping and falling and all the things. So the socks we had brought grippies. These socks had grippies. And I had no idea at all until we're in Kohl's and we're trying to put these shoes on her. And it's just a little battle, I want to call it.
Well, I could see you were struggling trying to get her shoe on. I'm like, man, why are her shoes that tight? It seems like, because we're getting a bigger shoe, obviously. So her foot should be able to slide in there. Well, I notice that these socks have grips on the bottom. And I'm like, Jordan, these socks have grips on the bottom. You're like, yeah, these are new socks. I'm like, Jordan, when you wear your shoes, do you wear grippy socks on the bottom? And she's like, oh.
Yeah, I had no idea.
So, yeah, we figured out that we need to buy some normal socks. That way we can get her feet in the shoes. And, of course, we'll keep the grippy socks because they're good for running around on the carpet in our kitchen and at daycare. So we'll still keep them. But it was a classic dang it moment. Why did I put her in these shoes or in these socks?
I'm like, why did I buy those socks? Like, don't get me wrong, she's still kind of clumsy, but she can walk a whole lot better now than this time last year. She wasn't walking and wasn't starting walking. So she can keep her balance for the most part. So even when she's at daycare and they have the floor, that floor there, she doesn't necessarily need grippy socks. I'm sure she's going to slip and fall sometimes. That's just what toddlers do. But I realized I probably shouldn't have got the ones with grippers because now I'm battling trying to get her foot in the shoe. So it's on my Walmart pickup order for Monday.
So yeah, please learn from our mistake there. Just don't put them in grippy socks and shoes because good luck trying to get them on. That's for sure.
There was another little sad moment when I was trying shoes on with her was, I mean, I get her new clothes whenever she's outgrowing the others. It's usually at the season, you know, the change of seasons, but buying new clothes is fun and looking for cute things. You know, I don't really think anything of it, but when I was getting her new shoes, I'm like, man, like she's outgrown these shoes. It just kind of makes me a little sad that her feet are getting bigger. She's getting bigger and she's needing bigger shoes. I mean, maybe that's crazy of me, but I just, it kind of made me sad a little bit.
Yeah, Jordan always gets hung up on those. We had a moment here tonight. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I'm like, you know, she's going to turn 3 someday. Oh, you put her in a ponytail.
I did. I was able to put her hair back in like a little ponytail in the back. And I told her, I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks like she's 3. She just looks so, so grown up.
And I'm like, she will be 3 someday, Jordan. You're like, no, she won't. I'm like, she'll be 5. She'll be 50.
I know.
She'll get married. She'll probably go to college. She'll get out of the house. It's going to happen. We can't stop it. And it's the way it is.
I know. I just want to soak up all these little moments. It'll be fun, I think, when we're older and when she's older to go back and listen to these two. And she can go back and listen to them.
Well, and I think if we've taken, I don't know how many pictures of Carly in her not even 2 years on this earth yet. We have all that. And she loves looking at them. She loves watching videos of her. She loves looking at her pictures. I mean, kids that are growing up right now are going to have so many more memories they can go back on than even we did. I mean, we had old VCH tapes or
VHS.
VHS, yeah. VCH, geez. VHS, and we had CDs and camcorders. I don't know where any of that stuff is. We don't even have something that can play a tape. We have something that can play a DVD, but that's it. And we've never converted any of those over, but the kids nowadays, it's all digital. It's all online, and it's going to be awesome for them, I think. And I think it'll be awesome for us, too.
I think so, too. And, like, you're the only child, so your parents, all the things they've taken are of you, where I'm the third and last child. So there is still several pictures of me. There's still videos and all the things. I'm not saying that. But the ones of my brother and then my sister and then me, like, there's just a little bit less. And I'm not saying that's bad in any way, but I think it's cool that Carly will have all these pictures of her growing up. And I'm a picture hoarder, so I don't like to delete them.
Yeah, and one other thing, Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up. So we're going to make an episode in the future here. We're making some plans on Christmas, what to get Carly. We've kind of talked about it a little bit, I think, in a couple previous episodes. With Thanksgiving coming up, there's going to be some deals in the air. There's going to be some Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be Black Friday, obviously. And Jordan's a real good sucker for a deal.
Yeah, if you don't know me, I am like all about the deals. Like I almost get a little bit of a high if I found a really good deal on something. Or I have all those little save pages on Facebook. I just love finding a good deal. So
it's almost ridiculous because she's like, oh, I spent $30 more to save $10 of shipping. It's like, honey, we spent $20 more we didn't have to spend.
But it's usable stuff. I didn't just buy junk.
Well, no, what you told me was, well, I don't want to waste money on shipping. I wanted it free. Why would I spend $10 on shipping when I could spend an extra $20 on and actually get something?
And I got something. I didn't waste it on shipping. So yes. But yeah, I have a note on my phone of just some Christmas ideas, birthday ideas for Carly when I think of them. And we're kind of brainstorming that. So we'll have to share that with you in the next episodes coming up.
With that, we have talked enough, actually doing it tonight. So I'll put Carly to bed, and this is a nighttime episode. So we've talked enough, took up enough of your time. Appreciate everybody. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Parenting in Progress. If you like what you heard And you're listening to us on YouTube. Please go ahead, like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. If you're listening to us on other platforms, go ahead, give us a follow and a rating. We truly appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.